assist in the hurricane recovery there. Asheville's mayor says the damage is unprecedented.
Roads buckled and collapsed and bridges gone, parts of bridges gone, places that are now inaccessible.
Skylar Henry is there.
As it relates to trying to get their water back up and running, 4 to 6 weeks power. Officials say that it may take several days before there is a significant jump in terms of the people getting access to power. As of right now, at least here in Buncombe County, about 97,000 people still do not have power.
Will Israel retaliate for Iran's missile attack yesterday? Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Iran made a big mistake and will pay for it. Here's our Olivia Gassis.
In April, the Israelis, we believe, responded covertly, and it sort of ended there. Now it's unclear whether they're feeling emboldened by this slate of successes they have had of late, decapitating significant levels of Hezbollah leadership, mopping up operations in Gaza, and of course, successfully defending against this onslaught of Iranian missiles.
In the meantime, many countries are rushing to get their citizens out of Lebanon. Vicky Barker has more from London.
The UK government flew some of its citizens out on a chartered flight today, but with airlines closing and flights being rerouted around the region, it's not clear how many of the 4,000 to 6,000 British nationals believed to be living in Lebanon will be able to evacuate and how many will choose to stay.
The U.S. is working with airlines to help Americans leave if they choose to. Many voters say they were pleasantly surprised by the civil nature of last night's vice presidential debate. Reporter Aaron Navarro.
Democratic operatives, not affiliated with the campaign, but were watching last night. They did believe Wallace had a shaky start in that first answer about foreign policy, but felt that he got more comfortable as the debate kept going. But in the grand scheme of things, they're not predicting it to cause any big shifts in the electorate.
The port workers' strike could have an impact on the economy. It could drive up prices again. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Those ports handle about 80% of the coffee, tea, spirits, and beverage imports, as well as about 60% of medical and surgical instruments coming into the U.S. Also halted, about 76% of vehicle exports.
The strike entered its second day today. The Biden administration is pressuring port employers to raise their offer to secure a labor deal. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials now off 40 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Last night's Racine City Council meeting was gaveled in and gaveled out. The six boycotting city council members claim the council meeting could have proceeded if Mayor Corey Mason had included their ideas. The mayor calls the council members' boycott disrespectful. The Union Pacific conductor from Burlington killed last month in Kenosha didn't see the Metra train coming. Austin Raisby was on the tracks inspecting an alert on his UP train. That's from an NTSB report. Kenosha County Executive Samantha Kirkman has presented her 2025 budget. It continues property tax reductions in the county. The budget includes funding for road improvements and a new digital evidence technician. The 2024 Veteran Standdown event in Racine is next Saturday at Festival Hall. Over 60 organizations are trying to help vets by giving out info about housing assistance, health care, and animal therapy. And construction on the new roundabout at Highway 11 in County J in Racine County is nearly complete. Officials expect that intersection to open Friday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers face elimination tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers will play the Mets today in Game 2 of the best-of-three wildcard round. Yesterday, the Mets defeated the Brewers 8-4, retiring the final 17 batters to take the win. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers will need to respond today after not being able to put anything together late in yesterday's game.
This team has responded in all those. Remember, the Dodgers beat the daylights out of us twice. We responded. The Yankees beat the daylights out of us twice. We responded. I think we'll respond.
First pitch is after 6:30 p.m. If the Brewers win, they'll play a decisive Game 3 tomorrow evening. The Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the L.A. Rams on Sunday after losing last weekend to the Minnesota Vikings. Kickoff this Sunday against the Rams is after 3 p.m. on Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks announced their 2024 training camp roster on Monday. Camp begins tomorrow for the Bucks. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Weather. A gorgeous day today under sunny skies. High temperatures will smack 70. Got a feisty wind still out of the southwest, warming us up and holding us there for tomorrow, too. Right back to 70 degrees with plenty of sunshine. In fact, that holds true all weekend long. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, 66 degrees.
WRJN. Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. Restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. The will of silence, and the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming, and the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering the sound of silence.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Our next high school football game this Friday night, Waterford at West Osh. That pregame is at 6:30 kickoff from Union Grove at 7. You can hear it live right here this Friday night on WRJN.
In the summertime when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. See what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you a town or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. Philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah we're happy, da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da, da 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 da, alright alright, da 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 da, oh.
your friends and my logo in the town.
Racine, local news and timeless hits.
guys. Timeless Hits, WRJN. Brewers game tonight could be the last one if they play like last night. Oh, that it just kills me that I'm going to have to find a new team to root for if they play like they did last night. Come on, guys. Mets at Brewers tonight, our pregame show 518, and you'll be able to listen live right here on 1400 AM, 99.9 Racine, and 98.1 Kenosha.
When Senator Tammy Baldwin first went to Washington, the big news story was Y2K. And we were partying like it was 1999. Baldwin has been in D.C. for more than 25 years. And after a quarter century, her values are a lot more Washington than Wisconsin. Baldwin supported providing puberty blockers and sex change surgeries to minor children in Wisconsin. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, even though domestic violence survivors say it would be traumatic to be forced to sleep in the same shelters as men. Tammy Baldwin, 25 years in Washington has changed her, and now she's just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Dogs and Cream in Racine. They have the hot dog game on lock. Whether you want a Chicago dog, a pretzel dog, or any other gourmet Frank, it's happiness on a bun. Made to order, ensuring each bite is delectable perfection. And save room for that velvety custard that'll melt your troubles away. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Don't cry.
Oh, said they don't cry.
I
Local news and timeless hits right here on WRJN 68 right now. And we're seeing Kenosha too. Oh, my ear goes my eardrum.
You say you want a revolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. You tell me that it's evolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be alright? Alright. Alright. Say you got a real solution. Well, you know, we'd all love to see the plan. You ask me for a contribution. Well, you know, we all do what we can. But if you want money for people with minds that hate, all I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait. You know it's gonna be all right. All right. All right. Institution. Well, you know, you better free your mind instead. But if you go carrying pictures of Chairman Mao, you ain't gonna make it with anyone anyhow. All right. All right. All right.
Serving.
Well, maybe not anymore this summer. The Beach Boys, unless, of course, you're up in Sheboygan, the Malibu of the Midwest. WRJ of a local news, Timeless Hits. We do have the news. We've got the Wisconsin State News. We've got Stuart J. Waddles with local news and weather all coming up on WRJN. Here's the Bee Gees.
There's a light, a certain kind of light that never shone on me. I want my life to be to live with you, live with you. There's a way. To love somebody the way I love you. In my parade, I see your face again. Somebody, the way I love you.
That's the Bee Gees, to love somebody. Hey, Dogs and Cream. I love that place because I love hot dogs. Not Armor hot dogs either. I gotta start running some of these older commercials from the 60s and that, the fun ones. But you know what kind of people eat hot dogs? Me. And I love the Chicago style ones the best, the most. Didn't like them when I was a kid and I lived near Chicago. But now as I've gotten older, I appreciate the subtle textures of the pickle and the relish and, well, whatever. Dogs and Cream, they are our big deal today. And you can get a $20 gift certificate for only $10. Dogs and Cream in Racine. All you have to do is go on our website, WRJN.com. Click on the Big Deals tab, and there it is right there. Hurry up while we still have supplies for today, and I have already gotten my Big Deal of the day. So there, Dogs and Cream, today only on WRJN as we join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The risk of wildfires is higher than normal this week. The Department of Natural Resources is asking people to check for fire danger levels before doing any outdoor burning. The forecast calls for dry, windy weather. The main cause of wildfires this time of year is burning brush and leaf piles. Donald Trump returns to Milwaukee for the first time since accepting the Republican nomination for president. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Trump delivered a subdued speech focusing on educational matters, particularly criticizing the low reading proficiency rates in Milwaukee public schools. The former president also addressed recent events in the Middle East.
I think even Iran would have been in the Abraham Accords. Ultimately, it would have been
great for everybody, and you would have had peace in the Middle East.
Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine Mayor Corey Mason has responded to the ongoing boycott by six council members. He's calling their actions disrespectful, and he's urging them to return to work. The boycotting alders claim the mayor is preventing council members from setting the agenda, and they're demanding greater transparency in city government. The mayor's calling the boycott a political stunt that puts the city at risk. In a joint statement, the boycotting alders say it's a fight for proper checks and balances in city government. The driver that died after a Racine County police chase Monday still hasn't been identified. A fatal chase in Caledonia resulted in the death of a hit-and-run suspect. Racine police started the pursuit at around 9 after IDing a vehicle involved in an earlier hit-and-run. The chase ended when the suspect vehicle crashed into a tree near 4 Mile and Main Street and killed the driver at the scene. State investigators are working the case. A look ahead at Kenosha County financials was provided last night. Kenosha County Executive Samantha Kirkman presented her 2025 budget to the county board. It includes a county trend of property tax reductions, with median home values seeing a decrease for the fourth consecutive year. Notable budget items include funding for road improvements, park restoration, and the addition of a digital evidence technician. And work on a new Racine County roundabout should be done this week. Construction is winding down at the intersection of Highway 11 and County J. Officials say there's been a slight delay with lighting issues, but that should be wrapped up later this week. They're aiming for a Friday opening. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A gorgeous day today under sunny skies. High temperatures will smack 70. Got a feisty wind still out of the southwest, warming us up and holding us there for tomorrow, too. Right back to 70 degrees with plenty of sunshine. In fact, that holds true all weekend long. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, 66 degrees.
I will always be around.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN with Johnny Rivers.
Standing on a mountain looking down on a city. The way I feel is a doggone pity. Teardrops falling down a mountainside. Many times I've been here, many times I've cried. We used to be so happy when we were in love. High on a mountain of love. Night after night I've been standing here alone. Weeping my heart out till cold red dawn. Praying that you're lonely and you come here too. Hoping just by chance that I get a glimpse of you. Trying hard to find you somewhere, love. High on a mountain of love. A mountain of love, a mountain of love. You should be ashamed. We used to be a mountain of love. But you just changed your name. Way down below there's a half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big cross steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing and there should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams gone above. High on a mountain above. A half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big cross steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing that should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams gone above. High on a mountain 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 above.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
You spoken, we listen. Local news and timeless history. Back on WRJN. Hey, Stuart J. Wallace with the local news. If you ever do a story and you're like, I'd sure like to know more about that story, you can check our website, WRJN.com, and scroll down for the news. It's Spencer Davis Group on WRJN. The Spencer Davis Group and give me some lovin' myself. Give me some corn dogs or even Chicago style hot dogs, but that wouldn't work in that song. Packers season. Well, we can smile about something if the Brewers don't pull it off tonight. And this Sunday's game, the Brewers take on the LA Rams this Saturday, Sunday, pregame at 1 p.m. and kickoff just after 3. Packer football is sponsored by Easy Mobility Solutions, Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility. Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches, including the grilled cheese and ham sandwiches, special on Tuesday, and of course, the meatball sub on Thursday, along with other specials. They've been doing that for over 50 years. Gabriel, the promoter, online at GabrielPromotes.com. And by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. You can get in second. You're going to any of those local businesses. Please thank them for bringing Packer football on the air live at WRJN AM 1400 99.9 Racine and 98.1 Kenosha.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Start your day with something special at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team handcrafts freshly made donuts and pastries just for you. But that's not all. Indulge in the decadence of a creme brulee, the layers of a rich tiramisu, or the savory taste of a hearty quiche. Whether you're sweetening your morning or treating yourself in the afternoon, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine, where every creation is crafted with care.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers return home to face the Boilermakers. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Dogs and Cream in Racine. They have the hot dog game on lock. Whether you want a Chicago dog, a pretzel dog, or any other gourmet frank, it's happiness on a bun. Made to order, ensuring each bite is delectable perfection. And save room for that velvety custard that'll melt your troubles away. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Every time I think that I'm the only one who's lonely, someone calls on me. And every now and then I spend my time and climbing for some crystals fall. And then along comes Mary. And thus she will give me kicks. And he wants any chick and give me fickle memories. Oh, baby, rather got the tales from all the fields and tribulations no one ever seen. When we met, I was sure out to lunch. Now my empty cup tastes as sweet as the punch.
News and timeless hits right here at WRJN. Free game for the Brewers show tonight at 5:18. You can hear it live here on WRJN, whichever dial that you listen to. They got to pull it off this time. Oh, we're done. Anyway, go Brewers. Have a great night. Cravoma's next.
She's got it. Yeah, baby, she's got it.
refreshed. WRJN.
You got to me, you got to be mine.